How many of you have seen us before? Well, thanks for coming back. We're glad to have a few of you here for the first time. So, this place, we've been here and actually recorded something that came out on a record in the past. And if any of you have that, then you can, you're probably still listening to it in here. There's so much reverb. But anyway, we have a very interesting evening. I don't know why this keeps cutting in and out, but we're going to fix that. Interesting evening of music. We're going to play the entire Apostrophe album for you. There may be a few other little surprises. Oh, I like that band. Yep. He's a specialist with the megaphone. Watch out. All right, let's get started with the Apostrophe album.
Doesn't take the place of the Mud Shark and your mythology. Here it goes now. Listen to their motion. Robert Woodman, please.
Thank you.
the Block.
for the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Thank you.
It's July!
butter hurts all my soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
album. Now, how many of you have never heard any of the songs from that record before? Great, a few of you. Well, that's sort of the whole point of doing what we do, is trying to present the music to new people, give them a chance to check it out for themselves, because, you know, my feeling, really, this whole thing started back, way back in 2006, we started the band and everything, and prior to that, I had this feeling of whenever I would talk to people, they say, oh yeah, you know, I don't know that much about your dad, and anybody under 35, I would ask questions, you know, have you ever heard this, or you know about this record, they're like, who are you talking about? Frank Zappa, what's that? So, that was disturbing to me, personally. I didn't enjoy that so much, and I felt like it was something that, if anything could be done about it, I should try to do something about it, and that's when we started playing this music and bringing it to people. Yeah. On a grassroots level, and so I appreciate all your support and your own help and telling your friends and bringing people and new people and all that stuff. So thanks so much for doing what you do to make it all possible as well. Truly. All right, so moving on with the program, we're gonna play something now that, well, yeah, Brown Shoes, that'd be pretty good. We did play that in 2007, but it's been a while, so. We're gonna play something that I think you guys might know. It has a little groovy dance feel to it. Check it out. Thank you.
Hear the tiny oxo horn.
Here it comes.
See you. awkward right now, but I just need someone to sing a couple of notes just to get me real fired up. So just do something fun, you know, and I'll get it right back to you. I'll get you in your ear hole like 1,000 bricks, okay? Wait, let me find the right spot to put it in. Okay, we're ready. Okay, now go. That's right. Just give me a second to process now. All right, that was good. Let's try a different one. Everyone, I want you guys to do something rhythmic, but subtle, and I also want it to have some sensual, you know, backing. Okay, here we go. On the count of 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, step to my door. That's right, okay. That's the step. That's a different. I like that. Sing with them, and then I'll process that, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, guys. Got the boss hanging on this. All right, don't fuck up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, got just the thing.
Perfect.
All right.
You hit a high point in the solo right now.
Thank you.
their own little phrases, and the band will support those phrases. And we have one more special thing we're going to do. Because we're in the same region as this one musician that lives in this, well, somewhere nearby anyway, I felt like it was a perfect opportunity to have him join us on stage. Now, before I pull him out here, I just have to say that before we did this whole Zappa Play Zappa thing, and I was learning all of this new guitar technique in order to play all of this difficult stuff within this music, there were a lot of things that I did. I took some lessons from some well-known teachers in Los Angeles. I learned some stuff from some DVDs, but as I was searching for all of this information and equipment to use for getting the right sounds, I stumbled across a guitar player who I'd never heard of. But as soon as I saw him, I said, I gotta get in touch with this guy. And the magic of the internet was I could find a place to reach him right away. So after discovering him for my own, I mean, he'd been around doing his own thing for a while, but I was able to reach out and just send him a message, and I got a message back right away, which is the strangest thing about technology. But in fact, he is one of my favorite guitar players. He's an amazing and accomplished player, and his name is Guthrie Govan. And I'd like to have him come on out. Come on, Guthrie. Here he is. Now, we hadn't really talked about this, but one of the things that we might try here in a moment when you're all set, Guthrie, is we'll create a couple of different background things for you to play over. So one of the things that's been missing from this song so desperately is a country feel. Well, so perhaps we can make this a nice country song for just a minute, and then, you know, we might move on to something else. But let's hear a little country feel, guys. known him before. You do now. Thank you so much, Guthrie. I mean, I would play a couple notes with you, but then I think I would hurt myself trying to keep up. Should I play a couple? We'll play just a couple, but I mean, he's gonna kick my ass, so you're not too concerned, right?
Thank you. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
la vea con camisa, de la vea con
to pieces. I feel like I am wasting my time. Long I tremble up and down, little tremble back around, and some cozy little footies on my mind. Pajama people, pajama people, people. They sure to make you sleep there. Take one home with you, save a dollar to thee. Pajama people, pajama people, people.
Thank you.
one's a little bit silly. Let's dedicate it to the ladies.
Favorite phrase was outside.
He had an Irish setter.
Come on. There was a singles bar on Tuesday night. The pool was still, the band was tied. They did the bump together.
What a splendid sight.
Pete Jones. Pete, where are you? He works with us, helping to set up everything, but that's not all he does. You see, he's a very talented musician, his damn self. And he's going to sing this song. It's called 50-50. Hello, Manchester!
I'm not.
the room. It's an orchestral piece called Rollo. And it's been played different ways. Sometimes it has a solo, sometimes it doesn't. Tonight we're going to do it without a solo. But it's one that we've been wanting to play for a long time, and it's one of my favorite compositions that Frank ever composed, because I love all of the sort of contrary motion stuff. There's so many chromatic little things that are going different directions, and it's just, I think, a really iconic piece of his music. So it's called Rollo, and if you've never heard it, this is a good one.
Thank you.
much, everybody. You know, sometimes we like to have dance contests, but tonight we can't because the stage is blocked on either side. But if you are feeling in the mood to dance,
people in the back are getting down.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people grooving out, you know, a couple times. So on this song, you know, we can have some house lights so we can see everybody too, because it's one of those fun ones that we like to get to know everybody. It's the get to know me portion of the show. All right. Okay. So, yes, I see you guys all the way up there, yes. Get ready, if you feel like it, if you wanna stretch your legs, you wanna stretch your stuff, this is a good one to do it. Ready, let's go.
Just do it.
Oh yeah. Oh, let's see here. I think
wondering if you, are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? This guy is Mr. Goodbar.
We found him.
Hey, there, it's your dad. Get up, buddy.
Whoa, hey, come on now.
What? Come on, it's totally appropriate. Thank you so much. I'm going to go over here. Does anybody have any dental dams? Get the monkey to this lady's school. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, babe?
Like it, thanks so much. I got to get out of here.
Woo! This is like, this is what it would be like to be on a cruise ship. I know,
that's right. It would be fun, wouldn't it? For a little bit at least, and then you'd probably pummel the shit out of it. But for that first 20 minutes.
Have you noticed anything weird about right now?
Oh, yeah, Joe is bumping my butt. That's what's weird.
Joe's taking a break from the drum kit.
Oh, that guy, that's right. This guy can do everything. He's gonna take my drum. Ready? We're just having fun. It's loose. It's a family vibe, and we're just glad you're here with us. Thank you.
We're jamming.
We're jamming. We're the ultimate jam band.
Jamming.
And we want to take you on another little ride. Musical journey, so to speak. Back in the where are we going to? He's also over.
Yeah, we're going to the Caspian Sea right
now. Oh man, love this. It's beautiful. All right, well let's put them together. Let's clap a little more to get fired into that. We kind of lost the mojo. There we go. Thank you. All right, I'll meet you on the Lido deck at 4 p.m. We've got wine and cheese. We'll meet you at Pilates at 7, and I'm gonna do a little tough bath at 10:30. Here we go, Joe.
Thank you.
good sound.